Singer, songwriter, and actor Charles Aznavour has died at the age of 94. He had often been called the French Frank Sinatra. Aznavour was an international star who performed around the world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports he was especially beloved in his native France, where tributes are pouring in.
Charles Aznavour's songs are playing nonstop on French radio.
Je vous parle d'un temps que les moins de 20 ans ne peuvent pas connaître.
The country's president, Emmanuel Macron, tweeted that Aznavour had accompanied the joys and pains of three generations and that his voice and unique brilliance will shine on. Throughout his 70-year career, Aznavour sold more than 100 million records in 80 countries. Jean-Pierre Pasqualini, head of programming at Melody TV, says Aznavour broke taboos.
He was the first singer in the 50s who was sensual. In the 50s, all the girls had blushes when they listened to Charles Aznavour.
Hier encore, j'avais 20 ans, je caressais le temps et jouais de la vie comme on joue de l'amour et je vivais la nuit. Sans compter sur mes jours qui fuyaient dans le temps.
Pasqualini says Aznavour was daring. The singer composed some 1,400 songs, many about important themes.
He wrote about homosexuality in 72. It was very early. He dared a lot.
Charles Aznavour was born in France in 1924. His relatives fled the Armenian genocide in Turkey. Aznavour was discovered by Edith Piaf and wrote songs for her and toured with her after the war. He had his biggest hit in English in 1974 with She.
Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is She.
Aznavour also acted in more than 60 films, including François Truffaut's Shoot the Piano Player. Aznavour told NPR 2 years ago, when he was on tour in the U.S., that he couldn't hear well and had to use a teleprompter to remember the words to his songs. But he said his audience didn't mind.
Funny enough, they accepted. And more, they're close to me because they are my confidant. Public is my first love.
Charles Aznavour composed and performed until the very end. He was set to go on tour later this month. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You are the one.